It was a solid, albeit unspectacular, performance from the president, one that's unlikely to move the needle either way. His bid for re-election is still in peril, especially following further defections. At his presser, Biden was defiant, insisting he's the best qualified to govern and win. He was particularly cogent in response to questions about foreign policy. Yet in this era of heightened scrutiny on him, the event will perhaps be remembered more for a series of slip-ups. He mistakenly referred to his deputy, Kamala Harris, as Vice President Trump, just hours after accidentally introducing his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, as President Putin. Remarks met with a sharp intake of breath from world leaders and journalists alike. Benji Hire, Washington.